Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
Hey everybody, it's The Voice here at IBWIP Studios. We are not at Drunken Lullaby Studios. We traded that in for the week. We've got a packed house. We're all on separate mics. It should sound wonderful. You will get to hear five guys get intoxicated in crystal clear audio. Thank you, Blake Clayton, the podcasting god, for having us down here in the basement.
Yeah, thanks for being here. This is kind of cool.
Yeah. So it's episode 59. We've been at this almost 60 weeks now. Who would have thought?
A show a week.
A show a week with a couple bonus ones thrown in.
Bonus.
Have you ever in your life committed to anything so well?
Yeah, I mean, like...
Not me.
I've been dating Brianna a lot longer
than 60 weeks?
A lot longer than that, yeah. So anyways, for those of you who have never listened to the show, we are Central Illinois' premier podcast about craft beer and indie music. We may even be the state's...
country!
Dare I say the nation's
the whole world
podcast about craft beer and indie music. It's 2017. We've got big things ahead of us. However, one of the things ahead of us is I may be needing to find a new co-host. Beermansky is still missing. I don't know when he's coming back. I shouldn't say he's missing. Last I updated everybody, Drunkle Andy was going to be going out to try and locate him after he went missing New Year's Eve, dressed as Baby New Year with a bottle of Bourbon County, wandering out into the cold.
I heard that episode. Bottle cap kid here, folks.
Yeah.
And I took that as a joke. That is not a joke.
No, apparently. He's Ashley has been having to take care of Hudson by herself whole time.
I'm sorry. I heard that episode. I was like, that's pretty funny. They're doing a bit here. Funny stuff.
Hey, Jason, not the case, apparently. You could step in and help.
I don't have the knowledge that Beermansky has, unfortunately, even though I'd be happy to do it. But what can I do to help find Beermansky?
Well, I mean, I don't know in what ways you're wanting to help.
Almost none.
Okay. I mean, you could check in on Smashley, see how she's...
I can do that.
...holding up.
Absolutely.
We have a recent development. Drunkle Andy was able to locate him. He's out of state already, and he seems to have taken up with... I don't want to call it a cult, but it kind of sounds like...
A culto.
He keeps talking, I guess, like Andy was trying to get him to come back. He's like, you have a one-year-old child. Mm-hmm. You have a successful podcast that you need to drink for.
Yeah.
You have a wife at home and a lot of Bourbon County. Mm. And he just keeps talking about being one with the orb. And
wow, that's news to me.
That he is going on a journey of self-exploration.
Oh, I do that every night before bed.
And that he needs to find himself and become one with the orb before he can come home.
I don't do that, though.
Yeah. So
interesting.
At least we know where he is.
Would it be good if I got some pictures together, maybe put some on some flyers and post them around town, around orbs that I'm aware of?
Perhaps.
Okay.
This orb is based evidently in the Twin Cities area.
I'll head there right after I drink a bunch on the show.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Thank you, State Farm.
I don't know what exactly is going to come up of it, but we're just going to do the show.
He'll be fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
So, stepping in, we traded one Blake for another. We have the podcasting god here. We have the bottle cap kid.
Hello, friends.
We got Big E, the head of security for the FCF network. Guys. And we also have problem child Jake.
Hello.
All right.
Oh, so, that was from your Facebook profile.
Yeah.
So it's a full house, and as with every episode, the drunken drinking game is in effect. So every time somebody swears, anytime there is an audible expulsion of gas, anytime there is a pop culture reference or impression, you take a drink. And anytime the word of the day is said. And this week, the word of the day, drunk.
Yes. So, has that not been the word yet?
Drink?
I don't think so.
Drink.
Nice. All the drunkomaniacs at home, guys
take a drink.
Need to take a drink. And right now, it's time to play that other game we like to do every week. It's time to play Spin the Bottle.
Yes. Beer makes us fired up, so come on, drink it all night long. Slam it, girl. 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 Where's the marching band at? Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Dumb drunk dial, no. Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Dumb drunk dial, no. Pound that beer. Bubble on back to the bar.
All right, well, today, the chug beer is the same beer that I had to chug last week. I just forgot to say what it was. It's the New Belgium Citradelic. It's a tangerine IPA made from New Belgium in Fort Collins, Colorado. And it's 6%.
Ooh.
Now, we have a couple people at the table haven't had to chug yet. And I told them they have to chug because... Blake, you had to chug a soda once.
God. Yes, and I about died.
Yeah, and I thought we'd go easy on you. And so, prom child, Biggie, you guys get to chug now. For all the drunkomaniacs at home, I'm going to record as I usually do. And yeah, bottoms up, bitches.
Cilantro. Okay, ooh, cilantro. I like that. That's a good spice.
Oh boy, this guy's not messing around.
In tandem.
That was hardcore.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Good job, guys.
That was really good.
You guys don't mess around. That is good.
You did pound that beer.
Is it Black Jeff?
Caramel Jeff.
Yeah.
Caramel Jeff. He left those at my party that one. And so,
this New Belgium one?
Yeah. So
they're good.
Yeah. I liked it.
And I look at New Belgium. Thanks, I think Jeff. This is a notable, it's a good beer. It's a good craft beer. Is there a stigma that's supposed to be around the beer that's being chugged or not?
Coming!
Oh boy, look at this.
No.
Special guest.
Special guest. We have a young Squire Eli in the house.
And, thanks, Ninja.
We also
he's delivering a Pop Tart. A white belt in jujitsu just delivered you a Pop Tart.
What is up with that beer?
At least he wasn't in his underwear.
Yeah.
Okay, since I popped the cap, it has just been just actively foaming everywhere. Over. So let's say it's just a bit overcarbonated, but we're gonna start passing this around. I've got a little bit in my cup here.
Yeah, you do. Got a bunch of head in that cup.
Should have had that ninja bring us some paper towels.
Paper towels. That's all right. So this is the Earthel Samaranth.
Ooh.
It's a foreign beer that the Bottle Cap Kid contributed. And
why did you pick this beer?
It's got a great bottle cap on it.
It looks like a kind of a gnomish guy.
Yeah, it's a white gentleman, bald, but with a massive, like, Albert Einstein proboscis. Yeah, that's right.
And it's 11.5%.
I thought it was one of the seven dwarves.
Yeah. It's a product of the Netherlands. But, so yeah, it's brewed for the Leyrith, Roeselaar, Flanders, Belgium. And it says it's Dutch with a Flemish touch.
It's a Dutch
right in there. Yeah,
he looks like he's a big drunk.
He does.
The swollen nose, and
it's a Quadrium Ale. Oh. So where did you pick this beer up at?
As I pick up most of my beers, they come from a pick of six at Friar Tuck, based on the caps I do not currently own. I do not discern at all. It's just whatever's there.
Well, we figured we'd start with the booziest one we have. We're splitting the bottles five ways, so we're
getting... Because you're worried about our listeners, worried about us.
Yeah, we don't want you to think we're all drinking a full beer every time we do this, because we're drinking a lot today. We have a lot of beers that we're going to work our way through, but I figured we would start with the strongest, and...
It is boozy for sure.
Yeah.
Very boozy.
What do you guys? What do you think?
It's good. It's got a real good. I mean, it's got a lot of head. We saw that.
Yeah.
real full.
This doesn't bite me as much as most really boozy ones do.
No,
it's
a, well,
it's a smoother boozy.
It's not a barrel aged beer, so okay. I think that's going to be part of it.
The first one to me was a little. The first drink was a little bit bitter, but now that I've got, but it warms you up. If you're definitely if you're cold, that this will warm you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it is winter. We may be drinking another winter beer later.
Ooh.
To kind of stick with the theme. But this is, you know, it's stout season.
Yes.
This is, I'm more of a summertime beer guy. This is the time of year where, you know, there's tap takeovers like at the Fox where I work. And they're generally...
It's all the dark stuff?
Dark, stout, heavy.
Were you racist?
Releases.
I am. I hate dark beers.
He's the black trouser snake.
Pale Ale Power. There's your goddamn name of the show.
So what is a Flanders then? Because I've heard it a couple times. I've heard a Flanders Red.
Yeah, Flanders Red. That's what usually, yes, it's made by Ned Flanders.
That's what I thought.
You, anytime one is brewed, the person has to be wearing spectacles and be a widower.
Oh.
Whether they are Christian or not, or left-handed, that is optional.
Is he left-handed?
Leftorium.
Did you guys know that there is a Ned Flanders-themed band called Oakley Dokley? They are going to be in Bloomington the Castle Theater opening for Mac Sabbath, which is the McDonaldland-themed Black Sabbath.
Oh, really?
I know. And do you know who's going to be there? This guy.
You got two thumbs, too.
Yep.
Dude, they're fucking good, actually.
They're very heavy.
They're heavy.
Do they dress like Ned Flanders?
Yeah. They all dress like
Ned Flanders. So they dress like Ned Flanders, and they're opening for a band that dresses like the McDonald's characters?
Yes.
That sounds like some noir shit
Ronald
right there.
McDonald is the Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
They have the Hamburglar.
There's a Grimace involved, I believe.
Fry Guys?
Too?
What's that?
Or they just do Black Sabbath covers?
Yeah.
It's like parody.
Okay.
Black Sabbath songs, but they're about food and
that's
stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah. And there's even another band playing that I can't pull right now, but they're going to be
playing
in the same vein, though? Like the goofiness?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That sounds incredible.
And I think tickets are only like $15.
Ooh,
but
boy, that's a deal.
That should be, a FCF Network night out.
At the Castle?
At the Castle.
It does sound like a good night out.
It really truly is.
So we've learned that Flanders is made by Ned Flanders.
Yes.
Gotcha.
This is the IBWI history
lesson.
That's boozy. Yeah, it's 11.
I'm not a big stout guy, so for me it's like even more of a...
It's an ale.
Well, the Flanders...
tastes like a stout.
Yeah, there's like... I don't know. It's a Belgian-style beer, but it's not like the... it's like it's a quad. It's not... Like your, I'm trying to think.
Triceps.
What some of the, we've had other Belgians on there. I don't typically like them because they're kind of spicy. And there's like a lot of coriander and those kind. We drank one last week. This is a little darker, a little heavier with the Flanders.
I don't mind this.
No, it's one that you would take your time.
Mm-hmm.
And at 11.5, you should take your time with it.
Right.
But this would be a solid winter beer for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So... I could drink this easier than putting away a bottle of Bourbon County.
Mm.
The barrel-aged ones sometimes are rough for me. That bourbon flavor
is
a bit much for me at times.
Because you're getting me hot.
So, Jake, I know.
So is Bourbon County really $70 a bottle?
No.
Oh,
who
I thought
the
I
fuck
saw,
told you that?
I thought I saw a sign that said $69.99. The rare, maybe.
It's like $60.
That comes in a wood box.
Yeah.
You get a hand job with it.
Ooh, okay. Nice.
Actually, a really good deal.
Yeah.
That's less than what my wife charged.
I would pay upwards of $100 for a hand job.
You have to see who's giving it to you, though.
Nope, I don't want to see.
I'm not picky.
I don't want to see.
It's
let my imagination rule this one.
You know, that's just part of their deal.
Yep.
But, regular Bourbon County should be like $10 at the most.
Gotcha. Okay.
At least...
That's, so it's the rare.
Yeah, the rare is the more expensive.
Limit one.
Which you won't find.
Really?
I muled that 1 year with Beermansky.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You had it in your bum bum.
That's right.
Your bum bum conundrum. How long do you wait to drink it once it's removed from your ass?
It's fermented twice.
48 hours is the answer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a TARDIS.
It's a TARDIS. All right, so this next beer we're going to drink... Much lighter. It is only...
I don't know.
It doesn't say how many percent.
Hang on. I'm on it.
Is that a two women?
It's 5%. It's 5%. It's a pale lager.
Okay.
And it says 4,000 years before Christ, Sumerian women created the divine drink of beer. Viking women brewed in Norse society. European alewives were so successful as cottage brewers, they were taxed. Artisanal women, that's the kind of like don't shave and stuff.
Like that.
Lost their domination of the daily ritual of brewing during the Industrial Revolution. Today's brewing trade is controlled by men.
Yay, men!
The collaboration.
Gay men?
Of, I love men!
Of two craft companies, both led by women, New Glarus and Weyermann Malting, is unique. You hold the result. Two women, a classic country lager brewed with Weyermann's floor malted Bohemian malt and Hallertau hops, a tempting and graceful classic lager found only in Wisconsin.
So you're saying that this label has said that back in the day, Viking women and...
Women were the main brewers back in the day, and there's a few craft breweries across the country that are... Shit. They're bringing that.
Right. We're making money. They're just sitting around making booze.
They're bringing that back. But you know what? They knew what they were doing.
I guess so.
Beer's still around.
I'll drink anything that says two women on it.
Yeah. It kind of ties into IBWIP. Last week, weren't we talking about
two women at a time?
Two women.
No cops.
Two women. What was the name of that episode?
Dudley Do Me.
Dudley Do Me Right?
Yep. Dudley Do Me Right.
Okay, well, look for that on the FCF network. There's your plug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See how I backed into that one?
Plug it. That's all right, so...
That's nice and light.
Yeah, it's a very light beer. I've had this before as part of a variety pack.
That's where it comes
from. We got for Christmas last year from New Glarus.
And I could drink more than one of these. Like, one of my things is, like, I drink one and go, this is nice for one. But, like, I could drink a couple, two or three of these.
No, this isn't a one and done. Yeah, this is one, you know, like I said, 5%. This is one you could sit and drink a six-pack over the course of the day and not get too fucked up.
It's a really light. I don't feel like there's a lot of flavor to it.
It's just a very light pale lager.
I had some New Glarus, like I was telling you guys before we started New Year's Eve, and it was the raspberry. It was really good. A lot of flavor is awesome. This one, I don't know if I care for this one, honestly.
Well, I like their fruit beers better. Like, we drank the Serendipity 2 weeks ago, and... That was my pick of the week. Their fruit beers are fantastic. We drank tons of fruit beers on our number one episode, the F word.
Nice.
That was one of the best episodes ever, download wise, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's
because I wasn't on it.
No, that's not why. Blake wasn't even on it. So there you go. I think he was on that one, actually. He wasn't on some of the top 10 ones I gave him shit.
Fuck you, Jason. Fuck you hard.
That comes later after we've drank 8 beers.
We're all going to hug.
Yeah. We're going to have
a
cuddle party.
Mouth hugs.
So,
Snorgy.
I thought, taking it a step down after the Earthel, which.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. That's a way to start. This is like dipping our toes in now. We're getting acclimated. We got that warm feeling in our tummies from the 11.5%.
Especially me and Jacob. That chuggy chug.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, you guys drank half, so that's only 3% if you only drank half of it,
that's how it works. Yeah. That's how you split. I only had 2%.
Now, has anybody here been to New Glarus in Wisconsin? I still have not, but I've heard it's awesome.
I've seen pictures. That's it.
Okay, good story.
It looks awesome.
Yeah.
Tell us about the pictures.
Fuck this, let's go.
Hey, Jake.
Were they 360?
I've seen some pictures, too.
Let's talk about those.
No, let's
have you
not.
Ever smiled so big in your life?
It was a vertical smile.
Your mom would have loved to have had that smile on one of your class... school pictures.
Ooh, my mom would not like that.
No, your smile.
Oh.
Just your smile. I've never seen you smile that big. I almost didn't recognize it was you.
I was kind of drunk.
Kinda?
I was pretty drunk.
Yeah. Now, I do want to mention before we get to it.
It's a good time for me, too.
Because we usually wait till the end of the show. But this episode brought to you by Distill Brewing in Bloomington. They're still working on their new brewery, which should be opening in the springtime. We'll be drinking a distilled beer later this afternoon.
They're a really good company. Episode. They've been really good to your guys' show. They have, and the whole network as a whole.
I brought a bunch of stickers and pens here for everybody. They're upstairs on table. Problem Child's already got one on his beanie, rocking the Distill logo. So we will be enjoying a Distill favorite of mine a little bit later.
I got one on my Weld helmet at work.
Yeah,
I didn't. I got it from.
When Is that a metaphor for something?
No, no. I had a Distill sticker on my Weld helmet at work.
Nice. That they are bringing hundreds of jobs, aren't they, to the Bloomington area when they open up that new brewery?
It's going to be awesome.
That is awesome.
Because I don't know, has anybody been to the restaurant?
Yes.
Okay, the food's great. Like it's great, and they have different beers on tap and everything at the restaurant. But the atmosphere and a lot of the crowd at the restaurant, they don't look like us.
No. What do they look like?
They're black. No, I'm just kidding. No, and here's where we go downhill with the sponsor.
I don't know why.
No, it's just it's an upscale restaurant, and a lot of the people there, they just know the restaurant as a separate entity. They don't really go there for the beer.
Well, that's good. Rich people go and make some spend more money.
Yeah, exactly. So. And now they're able to build this huge production brewery.
Thank you, rich people.
Yeah. And it's going to be open, and that's where the people like us are going to go that are there strictly for the beer, but they'll probably still have some of the pub fare, hopefully, at the
beer battered bacon.
Ooh, it's beer battered bacon. I will tell you this.
Yes.
It sounds amazing.
Bacon. Oh my.
It's a bit much for me.
No way.
It's like almost too good. Like it,
oh yeah.
I can't eat it all.
How much do they bring you? It's like four or five strips, isn't it?
Four or five strips, but it is so,
so rich and beery. And,
well, it's like a Twinkie. Bacon. I can eat like seven Twinkies, but you give me a deep fried Twinkie, I can get one done, and I'm like, whew, I'm out of here.
I split a plate with that with a broad. She eats half of it. I'm like, give me more. I could eat a whole fucking pound of that shit. Uh-oh. All day.
You actually took a broad on a date? I thought you just went to their house
this
and
was
fucked
years them. Ago. This was years ago. This was years ago.
Back when you used to woo him?
He's changed his ways. All right, so we're going to drink another beer now. This one's from another brewery that I'm a big fan of, and we have featured on the show before. I'm talking about Four Hands out of St. Louis, Missouri. When I go to a Cardinal game, this is where I like going beforehand to pregame because it's...
Beforehand.
Because it's a couple blocks away from Busch Stadium. You could walk down to Patio's and Kilroy's and stuff if you wanted, but... You could walk a block or two further the other way and get some amazing beer from a local craft brewery.
I wish I would have known that. We went to a Cardinal game this summer. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's within walking distance. So
is that where you go to get drunk?
Yes.
When you go to Kilroy's?
I've drank at Kilroy's before many times.
Do you write on the wall, Dustin was here?
Yes. And then I sing Mr. Roboto.
Double arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Domo.
That was the first tape I ever
bought. No homo.
So
this is the snake oil. Podcasting God, this is your contribution to the lineup today.
Yeah, I when I found out I was going to be on the show, lucky enough to be on the show, I thought to myself, self, you got to come up with a good beer. And I've had me and Mew Jacob have drank this beer at the IBWIP Garage.
Opening day of football season.
No. Well, we drank it. And
at the marathon,
it was definitely a day that you drank.
Yeah, there was a day that we drank this.
I do remember a can of it being broke out before the marathon started.
Right, no, that's good stuff. I like it.
Where did you pick this up?
I got it at Broadway Liquors, and I want to give a mad shout out to Broadway Liquors because I think I got a discount on it because I got it for $8 for four of them. So that's good.
That's not
deal.
Bad. Yeah.
Those are big cans.
Yeah, they are.
What kind of cans?
Big ass cans.
Aluminum.
Big ass cans.
You know anything about big ass cans, Jacob?
Hoppy Floppy does.
Fuck.
There's her shout out. Yeah. We got the snake oil, which we haven't featured on the show. And Blake asked me, he's like, is that one okay? I'm like, yeah, that's perfect. Like, it's a red IPA is brewed with Citra, Simcoe, Galaxy, and Amarillo hops. And look for notes of biscuit and caramel malt with a big tropical kick.
I actually, when I went to go buy that,
6.5%.
I saw Freckles when I went and bought
that. Yeah, you did. She told me, because apparently that's the only time we see each other outside of podcasting is at liquor stores. because
there's a problem.
We
see each other all the time.
When you told your story on IBWIP about Molly getting her hair did, You forgot to mention we ran into each other at Friar Tuck.
Yeah, we would. I was walking in through Friar Tuck.
You were texting me from within the building.
Yeah, I would think that. Well, I guess you didn't know I was there. I was like,
I didn't.
Why were you? You know, yeah. But so I'm walking down the aisle, and you know, there's this a gentleman who knows what he's doing, looking at stuff, and he had a basket, and he had some bop, and I'm like, hey, yeah. This guy knows what he does about beer. Yeah. And turn around, it was Dustin.
This gentleman walks up to me. He's like, hey. Do you have a podcast called Drunken Lullabies? And what's funny is I was talking to somebody else that I know, and I was like, yes, I do. And so we pretended to not know each other for a little while.
Most people do that to me when they see me in public. They act like they don't know who I am.
Yeah. But then...
I get it.
But then we broke character, and we were like, hey, you know, what's up? So, yeah, I ran into him at Friar Tuck, and then, yeah, Freckles was out picking up beers for us the other night. She's like, yeah, I saw Blake and Molly at Broadway. I'm like, oh, okay. So, yeah, that's our thing now.
Yeah.
Right, we just meet at liquor stores.
Cool.
But Broadway, good place to get beer.
Yeah, like I said, they could have charged me the $12, but they weren't sure for sure. And he could have charged me $10. He's like, I'll just, you know, $8.
Thanks, awesome. Greg. That's good.
Now, what was the beer? Because you've asked me a couple times. You were like, hey, what's that beer from?
Oh, it was at Friar Tuck's.
Citywide, right? Wasn't that the one that you were looking for a while? From Four Hands. It has the, like, French...
Fleur de Lis.
Yeah, the Fleur de Lis. Yeah, that's
like
on...
the Saints hat.
Yes.
No.
That was the one you had on the show, and you were like, hey, what was that beer? Oh. And you kept trying to find it.
Right.
Yeah. So you like Four Hands.
Yeah, I love all Four Hands.
Which one's your favorite, though?
The left.
Yeah. Do you like the logo, how it's four hands forming to make a hop plant?
Four Hands.
Did you even notice that? That's what
no,
the logo
I just like
is?
I like the skull though.
Yeah, the skull's bad.
Yeah,
and I like how on the can it shows you what you can. Yeah. It shows you what you can eat with it. It shows you pairings.
Very nice.
Biggie, do you want to tell us what the pairings are for this one?
Yes, it is
spicy foods and grilled beef.
So when I opened it up on New Year's Eve,
I would say Broken Promises because you know if you have snake oil. You know,
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had two of these on New Year's Eve, and the second one I opened, I was hungry, and I was like, yeah, Molly, make me some grilled steak.
Now.
And now.
How'd that work out for you?
I drank the rest of that beer.
Yeah.
No steak was had. No. Just beer.
It's got a look. Now, I'm not really. We've talked about it before, Dustin. I'm not like the too much hoppiness is like out of hand, but
yeah.
This one's good. I've enjoyed this one.
Well, I'm glad you enjoy it.
I'm sorry.
Because you brought it.
Oh, look at me like, I'm glad you enjoy it. We're moving out of the show.
No.
They actually grow on you. I think you mentioned that too when you first started drinking.
Like a tumor.
Yeah, like you weren't big on IPAs and then all of a sudden the more you drink. Yeah. That's how I'm getting to be. I didn't like IPAs either, but now all I'm drinking.
It was
anymore.
Sours. I loved sours IPAs from the get-go. But yeah, it's that's how craft beer is. If you have a style, you may not like it right away. It just means you're not ready for it yet. Mm. And don't close the door. Just revisit it down the road. You
kinda
may
like
be...
anal.
Sure.
I was going to say it's kind of like gay sex, but same difference.
You know, whatever.
Potato, potato.
Well, the can of snake oil here said it paired well with the spicy food and grilled beef. But another thing it pairs well with is our band of the week.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
So that would be a band called... Author, and they are from Minneapolis, Minnesota. So I'm going to contact them and have them be on the lookout for Beermansky.
You think he's heading that way then?
No, I said he's in the Twin Cities.
Oh, I thought you meant
not Blono. No, that's why I said you got a long drive ahead of you if you're leaving as soon. Yeah,
all right.
No,
Mall of America.
He's up. Yeah, Camp Snoopy. He's trying to find the orb.
Blake Shemansky is the phantom of the Mall of America.
But the author, they're a three-piece. Eric on guitar, Cameron on vocals and drums, and Trevor on vocals and guitar. And they're totally independent, unsigned, DIY band that I found last year. And I really, really enjoyed their album of Brighter Days. And the song that we're going to play right now is the first song of theirs that I ever heard. It was one of my favorite songs of last year. This is Author with Forget here on Drunken Lullabies.
Started forming without reason. Faces craving for some time to spend praying for the day to end.
And that was Author with Forget. And I heard that and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to forget these guys.
Never.
I love that song.
Where did you hear that though? Like you said, they're unsigned. So where, where does someone hear unsigned music?
I find a lot of our bands on Spotify. I go down a rabbit hole and sometimes just like I find a song and they'll say, you may like this band or something.
So how does that work? A band, any band can just submit their stuff to?
Yeah.
To, okay.
Yeah. And I believe Author appeared on one of my Discover Weekly playlists because now Spotify does this thing where they will give you a list of songs every Monday that based on what you listen to, they think you will like. Yep. And you know what? A lot of times they're right.
They are real
sometimes,
spot on.
Sometimes they're not. But a lot of the bands I find for the show
They got it right on
from
this one.
Spotify. So
they got it right on Author. That's good.
They don't sponsor us or anything, but I'll be honest, they do know what I like, and I do love things from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I love The Replacements. I love Prince. Rest in peace, Prince.
R.I.P.
And
R.I.P. R.I.N.C.
R.I.P. Well, we got another beer here. We were talking about winter lagers earlier. This is one of the contributions to the show, thanks to Problem Child over there.
Yeah.
This is the Capital Winter Skull. Now, I don't know. Skull is Scandinavian for cheers. I don't know if anybody is aware
of
that.
I wasn't.
As a Swedish guy, I figure I should let you guys know that.
And cheers to you, old friend.
It's 5.8%. It is a winter lager. It's a full-bodied beer with a warm, amber hue, showing off its rich malt heritage. It's mildly bitter, featuring a hop presence that complements and rounds out the hop overtones. So that is Capital Winter Skull.
Winter Skull.
Great bottle cap.
That's one of the things I like about Drunken Lullabies is when they go over the stuff and you guys like the labels. And
yeah, they're from Capital's another Wisconsin brewery. So we're keeping this Midwestern. I mean, we've had two now from Wisconsin. We had Four Hands from St. Louis. And then we had the foreign beer that Jason brought. But yeah, it's...
I hate to bring up a domestic, but it really kind of tastes like a Budweiser.
Really?
To me, a little bit, yeah.
Is anybody else getting that?
Maybe it's because of the food I had in my mouth.
Thank God it was food.
Are you eating?
Are you eating? I had a cookie, but it kind of tastes...
You understand what a palate is?
Okay, I forgot to mention the cookies I brought were Beechwood-aged. So...
That'll do it.
Yep. Aunt Kathy, she loves Beechwood-aging caramels and snickerdoodles, so... I keep telling her not to. It's very convenient. Like, it tastes like I'm eating a Budweiser. And she's like, fuck you. Don't eat a cookie.
Fuck you and your Budweiser.
So, yeah, I don't get Budweiser on it. No.
I get
it's malty.
Yeah.
It is malty. Got a little stank to it.
Mm-hmm. A little stank?
A little stanky leg?
Huh? Stank.
I dated a girl in high school.
Stank.
She kind of smelled like this.
Scent is the strongest sense tied to memory, so I believe you when you say that.
Yeah, that's why he believes you.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
How do you do this every week?
Yeah.
You starting to feel it?
Episode 59. Yep. And you've been having small pores.
I know, because I'm a rookie, I guess.
I'm taking the smallest of pores because I want to be here.
The smallest of pores?
For the next year.
You fill your cup up, and then you pass it to me. So I'm pouring myself very heavy. So I'm giving you guys almost nothing to work with.
Thanks. Maybe we should alternate the direction.
Okay, the next one I'll pour it your way. And I don't think we've had a Capital brewery one. And I've had some of their beers before. I don't think they're on the list of ones.
There's a nutty taste to it.
Nutty?
I'm sorry. I put my funk in there.
No, it has a little chestnut kind of.
If you drink enough of this type of beer, you can get a Winter Wonderland check in. But for Capital, when I think of them, like the Supper Club, which is that's just regular lager. Jason, you've probably come across that one on your Friar Tuck Mix of Sixes.
Probably so.
It's a common one in there. They've got an Oktoberfest I've had, Mutiny IPA. They've got quite a few beers. You can find them around this area. I drank their pumpkin one. I think it was called like Pumpkin Tar or Pumpkin Atar. I don't know. Something like that. It was very mythological.
Was it magical?
I don't know. Most pumpkin beers are not magical for me.
I hate them.
Listen to episode one.
You will
find out. It tastes like a Band-Aid or whatever. Whatever that nonsense was that the bottle cap kid said.
Whoops. So if people are like on Untappd right now, like following any of us, they can probably figure out we're all doing a show.
Yeah. And we haven't done this in a while. It's been a while since we've done Untappd handles. So for all you drunkomaniacs out there, if you want to look us up on Untappd and get some new friends to toast what we are drinking and also to have a bit of a sneak preview on what we're going to be featuring on the show, because I usually put Drunken Lullabies time on the check-ins as I'm doing them. My handle is DYKOFF11. That's WIKOFF. Blake, what's your Untappd
handle? My Untapped is IBWIP.
Easy to remember.
Come follow me. See what I'm drinking. Cheer me.
Jason, you love social media. What's your Untappd handle?
You can find me at jmtosher@juno.com.
Okay. Big E, how about you?
Arkan and Sparkin. That is RKANANDSPRKN.
What the fuck does that refer to?
That is a welding reference.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Welding arcs.
I thought it was like Noah. You're like, you drink beers 2x2.
Yes. I have two hands. I have two beers.
Yep. Jake.
You can find me at the J. Nelly 87.
With your Air Force Ones.
It's getting hot in here.
Where's your Band-Aid?
I left it at home. It
smells like it.
You didn't. You didn't bring your Band-Aid. Call back. You did not bring your Band-Aid, but you brought your belt.
Yes, okay. I did bring my belt.
All right.
Just putting it out there.
What was that? So, I don't have you on Untappd, my friend.
Well, add me.
I will.
It's JNelly87.
Add him during the show.
I will.
You can toast each other while you're sitting next to each other.
That's right. Yeah. Instead of actually toasting each other, we'll do it virtually.
Well, you should get virtually toasted together, right?
I guess.
You want to drink another beer?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, amen, brother.
Keep them coming.
All right, now, Blake.
Yeah, I want to introduce.
This beer comes with a story.
I want to introduce this beer.
Okay, go for it.
So, again, Mute Jacob came over. Problem Child Jacob came over to the IBWIP garage, and he brought a beer one time. And I don't remember what's what. I don't pay attention. All I remember was that there was some lumberjacks with pajamas on. And so when I saw Jacob at Friar Tux, when I saw Dustin at Friar Tux, I said, "Hey, you know that beer with the lumberjacks with the pajamas on?" And he said, "You have to give me more. What kind of beer was it?" I was like, "I don't know. Good one."
Yeah, and it turns out Jake. You brought one today for us to drink.
I did.
Lumberjack pajama beer
it's actually called Pennsylvania Tuxedo from Dogfish Head. It's an 8.5% pale ale, and it's a spruce-infused 8.5% ABV pale ale, brewed in collaboration with family-run outerwear in Woolrick. Our two like-minded companies came together to make this beer with Pacific Northwest hop varieties to make a sessionable concoction. Hold on. Sessionable? It's 8.5%. Last time I checked, a sessionable IPA tops out at 5.
It's close enough.
Yeah. Okay.
5.8.
We're going to make a session IPA that's like a double IPA.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So it's a sessionable concoction with grassy citrus kick complemented by the resinous conifer qualities of fresh green spruce
tips. I love
tips.
Conifer qualities. That's why I look forward to a woman.
Oh,
high five.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah.
They're unbelievable.
I'm a deciduous guy. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Ooh. He likes to the cycle of the seasons. Yeah,
to each his own, you know.
That does definitely taste like a double.
Yeah.
It's not, though, right?
No, it's just a pale ale, but
it's got spruce tips.
Spruce tips. Give me some of the
last time I went to the salon, I did get spruce tips, and they're like, "Are you sure about this?" And I'm like, "Yeah, all the kids are getting the spruce tips these days." Came out looking like the Grinch.
Yeah,
I got a tea
time. I
think
you look good.
Yeah, it was festive for a little while,
right?
So, Blake,
a little one.
Why do you like this beer so much?
Well.
Is it the coniferous?
It's light, but yet there is a kick to it. I like a little bit of kick, a little bit of bite, and it's got a little bit in there. It doesn't smell good. Like when I do the little nose thing.
Well, we are drinking out of solo cups. But,
does that change the things?
I don't know, but a little bit. I feel like I'm in a Toby Keith video. But
Blake, you're a camper. You're an outdoorsman.
Yeah, so I got a lot. I got a plentiful.
We know Jason owns a Pennsylvania tuxedo.
That's right.
What about you, Blake? Do you have a lot of flannel pajamas?
No, I've got a pair of pajama pants that have mooses on them, so I guess that would count.
Hmm, okay,
I wore them the other night before I had sex.
I wish I had sex with
my
damn that dude had sex.
I wish I had a Canadian.
Who would do that? Yes. Who would do such a thing?
Yes. R.I.P. Alan Thicke.
No, I like this. I like this.
Alan Thicke's corpse is who he had sex with? Is that what you just said?
No, I said, I wish I had a Canadian tuxedo.
Oh, okay.
R.I.P. Alan Thicke.
Yeah, okay.
I got two guys that wear Canadian
That's
tuxedos
all denim
to work.
For those who don't know.
I have two guys at work that wear Canadian tuxedos like almost every day, and I'm like, you guys in your Canadian.
Well, here's the thing. I've got a jean jacket with a lot of band pins and back patches and stuff on it, and I wear it while I'm wearing jeans, but I don't really consider that a Canadian tuxedo. It is denim on denim, but am I going to wear it with fucking khakis?
Right. No.
Exactly. Who wears a jean jacket with khakis?
Yeah, you can't.
Weirdos. That's who.
Fucked up people.
Nobody goes to an Iron Maiden show in khakis. At least not where I come from.
No.
But So, Jason, what do you think of the Pennsylvania Tuxedo? You're a flannel connoisseur. Not on this show, but on another show, yeah. You are the flannel Fabio.
That's right. It's all right. It's definitely not the worst. It's for what we had so far. I'd say it's middle of the pack for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's fair.
I don't have a lot to offer.
But you know what does have a lot to offer?
Who?
The FCF Network.
Oh, great network.
The only network.
The Fucked Up Comedy Funhouse.
Oh, I love that one.
They've got.
I thought it was a witty title. I guess I should have talked to other people.
No, it's a good one. It's a good
fine.
One. Wait, no, Big E doesn't like it because it's a Jewish word.
Jiu-jitsu. Yeah.
So,
speaking my
we have language. A lot of great shows on the FCF Network. This one that you're currently listening to. And, you know, we do this every week. You've heard them all. But you know, we're going to promote the shows that we love. And I love the other show that I do on a regular basis that the other two hosts are sitting right next to me, to my right and my left.
To left
they
to
may
me,
have
to the
all
right
their teeth. They may, then they may not. I don't know. That, it's not for me to decide. It's not an interesting fact. It's just what. It's just a fact. But I'm not talking about Couch Pilots. I'm talking about IBWIP. I am known as the Dapper Caster on that show because I usually will come from work at the bank dressed in dress shirt and tie and read nonsense and swear. And, yeah, plus I call myself the voice on this show. So we had to change it up. But anyways, here's a promo for IBWIP.
For over 8 years, Blake Clayton, the podcasting god, has brought you the best in roots music, adult comedy, and real talk with his ever-revolving cast of co-hosts in the form of It Burns When IP. Join one of the true podcast originators along with intern Heather and the Bottle Cap Kid as they play games, interview interesting characters, and just maybe uncover the meaning of life. New episodes of IBWIP can be found every Friday on the Fakakta Comedy Network. Check us out at fcfnetwork.com and join in on the fun.
So yeah, that's another show on the FCF Network you can listen to. Blake, you've been doing it for how long now?
It'll be 10 years in May.
Wow, bless your heart.
It's the longest relationship I've ever had.
Well,
times two.
It's good on you.
Thanks.
And we're going to drink a beer now that, Jason, I don't know, do you have a bottle cap from this company? Because if you don't...
Is this Arcadia?
No, it's Arcade.
And they are now defunct?
They are now defunct.
I'm a loyal listener, and I learned that on your show.
So if you don't have one, this may be one of your last chances to get one.
Hell yeah.
Hey, that's mine. Just kidding.
Suck it.
I paid Dustin. Thank you. I paid Dustin $5 for that before the show started.
All right, so this is a lot of their beers were collaborations with comic artists or with, I don't know, like, they were all kind of nerd themed beers. I mean, they're called Arcade, but this one is the Festus Rotgut, and it is a dark ale. It's 8%, and it has a little comic on it.
That's number three. It was a six pack.
It was a six pack, and it had every label was different.
Ah.
The comic was done by Jason Aaron, who has done comics for Marvel. He's a well-known comic writer. The artist, Tony Moore, co-creator of The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
He did the first, I think, 8 issues of The Walking Dead, and then he left, and he was replaced by Charlie Adlard, and Robert Kirkman still writes it. But Tony Moore, co-creator of The Walking Dead, involved in this beer.
Wow, very cool.
I'm going to pass it around. I have not poured any for me yet, so make sure you save some. But this is a Western zombie comic by Jason Aaron and Tony Moore across 6 bottles.
That shit is dark.
Of black wheat ale. And it says, nothing goes better with warm brains than cold beer.
Nice. Zombie reference.
Holy Lord, this is dark.
Cool.
This is stout dark.
Holy dark beer.
Very good song.
Tony Moore, also, you know, in the past couple years, he did the Deadpool comic. With writer Brian Posehn.
Oh, I knew he'd done some Deadpools a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah, I have a signed copy of Deadpool number 1 that was signed by Tony Moore.
Nice.
Up in Chicago. There's a little bit left. Who got the smallest pour?
No, I'm good.
I'll take it.
Okay, you brought it. You take it.
That's right.
Make it take it.
take
shirts
it like
and skins.
A, take it like the savage bearded.
Who's
going to
be skins
are.
And who's going to be shirts in this episode?
Let's all be skins.
Okay.
Now, I couldn't drink another
skin
one.
Skin me.
The whole comic thing here, it kind of reminds me of something we did on IBWIP. Spaghetti Western.
Yeah, that was great, wasn't it?
Bring it.
Yes,
back.
It was, Dick Justice.
yeah, Spaghetti Western was cool until the last one I wrote had the ending I made it was unable to do anything with.
Rest so. In Parkinson's.
Rest in Parkinson's.
Spaghetti Western.
That's right.
Dick Justice.
Ah, so yeah, this is...
Ooh, that is...
Yeah.
What was the percentage on that?
Eight. It's only 8.
It tastes higher than an 8.
Does it taste stronger than the 11.5
yeah,
we had
absolutely.
Earlier? Yeah. What are okay, Blake wants to read the bottle.
Oh, I'm hoping that'll help. I give him credit for the comic book and the name and everything, but that's just too dark for me. I can't mm-hmm. do it.
Yeah. Now if you want to hear a little bit more about Arcade,
are they even on here?
You need to listen to the episode that came out on New Year's Day.
Yep, that's the one.
My friend Lucas is from Chicago and one of the guys from Arcade actually helped teach him how to homebrew.
Cool.
And they're really good guys. Unfortunately, they got stuck in a shitty situation because they were subleasing space from another brewery.
Don't sublease.
Well, the thing is, they said they're done.
They're done brewing?
They said they're calling it quits. Arcade is no more. The other place, Ale Syndicate, is looking to relocate. But Arcade, as we know it now, is no more. So they are not producing anymore. Any Arcade beer you see on the shelves, that's going to be the last Arcade beer you can drink.
Do you think that they'll start another company?
That's what I'm hoping.
That's what I mean.
Lucas and
that's
I both
I mean.
Said
they'll be back. I mean, the brewers.
That you know, maybe they'll just find another venture to do. It's unfortunate, but you know, it's one of those things. If you're really passionate about brewing and doing that, mm-hmm. You're still gonna do it.
Yeah.
So
and if not, you can always make drugs.
Exactly.
Jeez.
When in doubt, Walter White. Drugs.
I don't actually mind this. This is something that I would drink very slowly.
Yeah.
But I like how cold it is.
Would you really, though?
No.
You say you would drink it slowly.
I guess
I
not.
I have a feeling it would disappear pretty quickly.
That would be one that I'd like to say. I bet the warmer that one gets, the better it gets.
Now, I'm guessing that the character in the comic, that's his name, Festus Rotgut. It kind of sounds like a... you know, a Western... It is. Okay, because it says, zombies or no zombies, Festus kept driving his herd. Yeah. Sure, them bushwhacking flesh eaters may have gotten their licks in before he could introduce them all to the business end of his scattergun. But it'd take more than a few measly nap bites to keep a cowboy like Festus from delivering his herd on time. They're zombie cows, by the way.
Did Dick Justice ever deal with zombies? I think he did.
He did, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So there was like a Twilight episode that had to deal with zombies, too.
Twilight? The vampires?
Hell
the
yeah.
The Zone.
Sparkly. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, the Spaghetti Western delved into many different genres.
this is the first time I had this one. I mentioned on the previous show, Arcade is one I loved all their graphic arts. Like, they were fantastic. They looked like old school Nintendo 8-bit style labels a lot of time. But their beers, I hadn't tried as many. And that's on me, you know.
Well, it's hard to find around here.
Yeah. No, they don't distribute down in our area.
I ordered that online.
You had to go to Chicago to get them.
Yeah.
And,
how do you order beer online?
Beertemple.com.
What is
There's a fantastic store in the Chicago area called Beer Temple.
That's where it come from.
They do mail order, and they also have their own podcast, which is a good podcast. Yes.
How legal is it? Is it not legal?
Well, they ship through UPS, and I don't know if they ship outside the state or if it's just inside Illinois.
I think it has
Illinois.
To be in the state. I don't know that for sure, but I know a lot of states
all I know
won't
is
ship.
I was fiending for some Chicago beer. And it was going to be a while before I went up there again. Nice. So I did an order through Beer Temple just to check it out. And I got some Pipework stuff because this is before they were distributed down in our area. Because now I can drive to Blono.
In our area.
And I can and I can get my own Pipeworks fairly locally. When I go to visit the still, pick up the sponsor beer, I'll hit Benny's and I'll grab some Pipeworks and bring it on home. But there was a time where we didn't have Revolution. We didn't have Pipeworks. We didn't have Half Acre.
Oh, my God.
All those beers were from Chicago.
It was a dark time.
Yeah, it was. It fucking sucked. And Three Floyds still not available down here. That's one of the holdouts.
Solemn Oath is around here.
Solemn Oath is
a few of them.
Yep, starting to get down here. So all this Chicago beer, that was my option. Check out what? How's the fudge?
It's making every beer taste like Budweiser.
Craft Beer Temple.
Yeah,
check it out.
Craft Beer Temple. Check them out. Check out their podcast. And yeah, if you're looking for some beers that you can't find around here, they'll mail them to your house. It's not a bad gig.
It's awesome, actually.
Yeah.
Oh no, not my candy buttons.
Good Lord.
Jesus.
I bring a bag of sweets, and this is what happens. Anyways, that's mine. That's my fault. Well, you guys ready for another beer?
Let's do it.
Always not ready. Yet.
Not yet. Well, we're going to start one this way.
Because we have two of them?
We have two of them.
So I don't have to be so lenient?
No, you guys can get a better pour on this one.
Thank God.
Leave a little in the bottle for me to try as well.
A little in the middle, but it was not much
back. This is this is Big Sky Moose Drool. And this was given to me by my Aunt Doris last night.
Nice. Aunt Doris, R.I.P.
What? That's kind of why you're here today, Dustin. We want to tell you about your Aunt Doris. I'm so sorry.
I just saw her last night.
She's gone. I'm sorry. I meant mad shout out. Sorry. God, I'm a dick.
This sucks.
Sorry, Dustin. We're shouting out your dead grandma or your dead aunt.
No, my dead grandma was a year ago.
Oh.
She hasn't
called. R.I.P.
Yeah. Okay. So this
Blake's been lost.
Yeah. This is the Moose Drool Brown Ale from Big Sky, which is out of Missoula, Montana.
I know somebody from Missoula, Montana.
So do I. The area. Do you know Rod?
No. His name is Aaron Buzzes. He's a musician.
I know him.
Aaron Buzzes?
Yeah. I met him in Chicago.
He's from there.
Well, how about that?
Sorry. I feel like I have nothing to contribute to this show.
It's been a while. We met one of the 15 people from Montana.
Right.
It's chocolate brown in color, so we know Jason's going to like it. And it has a creamy texture, so we know Jake will like it. It's a malty beer with just enough hop presence to keep it from being too sweet. The aroma mostly comes from the malt with a hint of spice added by the hops. Moose Drool is brewed with pale caramel, chocolate, and whole black malts, and Kent Goldings, Liberty, and Willamette hops. It has an original gravity of 13 degrees Play-Doh, and is 4.2% alcohol by weight, 5.3% by volume.
What's that Play-Doh thing? Are you making shit up?
He was a philosopher.
I don't know. I don't like that.
No, I prefer my beers being by Socrates.
No dwarf planets, please.
Yes. We keep our shit in our own solar system.
I like this one better than the last dark one we had. This is not as...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what happened was we were doing a get-together with my cousins. It's
I'm
my.
I'm looking for you. Every time I say something, I look over at a Matt's leader like, yay, or like, eh. Probably should have shut the fuck up on that one.
He's the director.
Is Matt trying all these beers in the corner, too?
I'm giving him a little help.
We'll have to get your score at the end.
Yeah. We'll have him contribute.
I know he's a driver. He's responsible, so I don't know.
But it was my dad's side of the family, and he's got a couple sisters and my only cousins. We were over there, and my Aunt Doris, who I don't see very often because she lives in Ipava, which is kind of way the fuck out, she walks in with a six-pack, and she goes, I got some beer for you. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, this was unexpected. She's like, yeah, your Uncle Russ and some friends were drinking this. And they didn't care for it. And I thought you might like it.
Here's some shit.
Take this garbage.
And I said, oh, okay. And she goes, yeah, they were told to drink it warm. And I'm like, well, there's your first problem.
Yeah.
I don't know who told them to drink it warm.
No.
That is not the proper way to drink a brown ale.
Yeah, that's not going to get better warm.
Yeah. So
it's good right where it's at.
I said, you know, they can just stick with their domestic. I'm like, I'll take it. I'm doing a show tomorrow. We'll drink it on the show, and I will. I'll make mention of it. So thanks to my Aunt
thanks
Doris.
Aunt Dorothy.
Dorothy.
Aunt Dorothy.
Aunt Dorothy.
Aunt Dorothy.
No, it's just Doris.
Oh, Doris.
Aunt Doris. Doris.
But we got the Moose Drool.
I like it.
I've had some Big Sky before. I believe the first time I had any of theirs was from a mix of six at Friar Tuck.
There was like a trail something.
I know there was one that involved a dog, and it was an IPA. I had
Brown
it,
dog.
I had VJ. It during one of my beer He's advent calendars. And it was okay.
Trail something. God.
Trail something?
Trail mix. Brown dog they, ale.
I've had the Pygmy Owl and the Bobo's Robust Porter.
Bobo.
But the Moose Drool Brown Ale is the number one beer when you look it up. They also have one called Trout Slayer. And Ivan the Terrible I've heard of as well. That's their Russian Imperial Stout. It's got like a
fucking Russian
Ivan Koloff looking motherfucker on the front that is gonna like wrestle you.
Really offended Blake, I
fucking,
think.
Fucking hacking ass Russians.
I hate Russians.
What about white Russians?
I never had one.
Yeah.
They're not bad. The black ones. Eh.
Them Jew, hey, them Jew you know Russians say, are the worst.
All Russians, pink in the middle.
As the saying goes.
Yep.
She's pink in the middle, but she got much back.
Oh, Jesus.
So how about those bears?
Oh, God.
Garbage.
This reminds me a little bit of that Two Ladies one earlier. Two
really?
Women.
Two
because women. I feel like it's not.
Two Little Women?
It doesn't have as much flavor as some of these other
Yeah.
Beers. I feel like it's kind of. I feel like it's
drink.
Like
it's real
down.
Drinkable though. Like
yeah. Oh, for sure.
Because it's wet.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't really care for it.
I don't know that I do
yeah.
either.
It's not very flavorful.
No.
Yeah.
Well, that's. I don't know. That's just me. Browns, I don't think are very.
You're right. Yeah.
What's the saying go? You know, I'm out mowing the grass.
Oh, you want a lawnmower?
Yeah, yeah. It's a lawnmower beer.
Yeah. A brown. It's not one I usually go for. It's kind of like neither. A porter. If I'm gonna. Drink something dark, I'm just going to go with a stout.
Right.
If you're going to go dark, go all the way.
And if I want a color that's not an IPA, I go with a red. You know? Yeah. Sometimes I like a little dirty.
I understand. I get that.
Yeah.
Dirty South.
Dun, dun, yep. Dun, dun, dun.
Dirty South.
Dun, dun.
What a weirdo.
I'll
shut up. We're going to make you wheeze by the end of the episode.
While he's eating cookies, he'll choke.
Yeah. Well, I asked Author, our band of the week, about some of the beer they enjoy. There's a lot of great beer up in Minnesota. I don't know.
Up there.
Yeah. And so I asked them, like, hey, what are some of your favorite beers? And they said, well, we enjoy beer in the Minnesota craft beer scene. We're really into breweries like Surly.
Oh yeah.
Fantastic. That's Blacker. Like the number one.
Never heard of it.
Really?
Mm-mm,
okay, well, their lead head brewer left recently. He's now working at Three Floyds.
Ooh. No shit.
He left Surly kind of on questionable terms from what I understand. Huh. And
I
mean,
the money.
All the beers were his babies, oh. And he has jumped ship, and he's now working for Three Floyds in Munster, Indiana.
Oh, shit.
So we'll see what happens there. They're also fans of Indeed and Bauhaus. I'm not talking about the Peter Murphy gothic band. BAU space HAUS.
Sounds German.
Now, our favorite West Coast brewery is Ninkasi, and East Coast, they like Victory. And,
I like Victory.
Yeah, they just... thought they'd give some local hometown love for some breweries. Surly's,
oh, yeah.
Surly's great. We've had some Surly on the show, I believe. Pentagram was probably the last one we drank, and that was...
Satan!
Yeah, that was my pick of the week.
It's been a Dana Carvey kick.
So, well, what you know what is special?
That's why I did it, see?
King of Segways, that's me. Author just released a brand new song, and I mean... I just released, as of this recording, they released it yesterday. So this is a pretty fresh song. I've been waiting for them to have a new album. This is your first taste of it. And this is a brand new song called Want, here on Drunken Lullabies.
Nothing new. Is it true?
What's up, guys? That was Author. That was Want. That was a brand fucking new song.
Nice.
Like a brand new baby. You just want, yeah, you just want to cold it, cuddle it, listen to
it. Well, here's the thing. Like,
it's got that new car smell.
I contacted them quite a while ago. And
quite a while.
Yeah. We should make that part of the drinking game. I think anytime Stained is referenced, that's a pop culture reference, though, right?
Yeah, so it is technically
the Drunk Maniac should already be doing it. But no, I contacted Author, man, I would say late summer last year, and was like, hey, I really like your guys' album of Brighter Days. Would it be cool if I played a couple songs on the show? What's some of your favorite breweries? They got back to me, and as normal, I have a lot of bands banked ahead of time just because we're a weekly show, so I don't like having to scramble to try to find a new band every week. Well, it finally came time for me to use them. I was wanting to have new music, and it seemed like they were having something come out in the future. They kept teasing on their Facebook page, like putting up these weird, mysterious pictures.
I love weird, mysterious pictures.
And I was like, you know what? That album came out in 2015. They still don't have anything new. I feel like I've been sitting, waiting to use them for too long. I'm just gonna pull the plug, and we're gonna feature them now because I want to. These bands I talked to last year, I want to use them on the show. And yesterday, they posted a new song after I'd already sent Blake the songs to feature on today's show. So I was like, hey, would it be a problem for us to switch one of the songs out? We were going to play a song called Fiction off of Brighter Days. And he's like, no, just send it over. So
just send it over. I got this.
And he took care of it. So we have like a brand new song, and that's the first thing they've released. So you know, look for their upcoming album later this year, hopefully. But yeah, that's our Band of the Week Author.
When are these guys going to get signed?
I don't know.
Maybe they don't want to be signed.
Yeah, sorry. That's, I'll tell you what. That's possible.
Drunken Lullabies, though, they are in the pulse of indie music.
That's right.
Should I start my own label, Drunken Lullabies Records?
Ooh. Hell yeah.
Nah, it's too much of a headache. No, nobody.
It'll make you not like music anymore.
Yeah, and also maybe Dropkick Murphy might not like it either.
You mean Flogging
Molly? Yeah, Flogging Molly, whatever the hell.
Some Irish band.
Some Irish band. I mean Flogging Molly.
Some Irish band were stealing their song.
Well, you guys want to drink another beer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I guess. God. I mean, is that what we do here, I guess?
All right, Biggie, this is your contribution.
Camping.
Yes. I went out New Year's Eve, and we went to Broadway, and I was just looking in the cooler for cold beer. It caught my eye because it reminded me of the camping podcasting god. The box has a
lot of fur.
A lot of fur on the box.
The box had a
we're on two totally different conversations.
The box had a camper and a thing pulling a little SUV, older SUV pulling it.
Yeah, it's the Uinta, which they're out of Salt Lake City, Utah. And this is their Detour Double IPA. It's 9.5%.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it's
yeah, they're really beating us up today, man.
That's another reason why I got it.
It's a trailblazing double IPA that hauls a bold hop profile featuring heavy pine, orange rind, and guava with a sweet malty finish.
It's so good.
And it says, forget the map. Pack the Uinta. Like, just get lost and get drunk. That's what they're going for. And they have
drink and drive.
They have a little meter on the can, and it says hops. It's all the way, almost full energy. Yeah. Mm. Very hoppy. Malt, I'd say it's about 3/4 of the way. The body, it's more towards full than light. And color, it's kind of almost in the middle between light and dark. But it says it goes well with anywhere. So that's
I do like the can. It's got like a compass around the very top, like north, south, east, west. It's a cool can. Wow.
So this is this might.
And they're all. I mean, I don't know if anybody else cares, and it's just something I noticed on there. It's all green too. Everything that they do there is green. It's in Salt Lake City, Utah, so it makes sense.
Yeah, I've drank several Uinta beers. I don't know if we've ever featured them on
the podcast. Did you see the name of the camper?
No,
it says Hoppy Camper.
Ah,
it's a
nice.
It's what do you call those campers that are all metal?
Streamlines?
Yeah, streamline, yeah.
The aluminum pickle?
Yeah, those are cool.
Now, I can't remember which comedian it was. They always talked about happy campers and like, Has anybody ever been an unhappy camper? Like,
oh, I have.
They're always qualified as being a happy camper. Like a regular camper is just angry.
That Dane Cook?
It could have been.
Could have been.
Sounds like a Dane Cook.
Go tent camping in the rain. You're a real unhappy.
Been there,
camper.
Done that. Forgot to put the top on the tent.
Ooh.
Woke up in a downpour, soaking wet sleeping bag. Not in a good way.
That was honestly the first and last time me and my wife ever went camping, because after that happened, she slept in a car, and it was sworn off we were never doing this again.
I went camping with Blake, and he slept
Fuck
in a car.
You.
Here we go.
Fuck you. It was cold.
It wasn't cold.
Too cold, Scorpio. Fantastic. ECW
but I slept
wrestler.
On his inflatable mattress.
But it was so windy that we think that the tent actually lifted up off the ground, remember?
True story.
True story.
True story.
This is also the guy that when I woke up in the morning, he had a log the size of Illinois that he had tried to burn in the fire pit. I've never seen a log so big.
It's called a tree.
Exactly.
I cut down a tree.
I thought you were talking about his boner.
I thought you were talking about taking a huge shit.
Or that. I thought it was going to delve into poop talk.
He went
the Shemansky pickup.
Yeah. He went to sleep. I wasn't done drinking. Yeah. He wasn't drinking. So I was drinking alone. And we ran out of firewood. So there was some woodland across the way. So
I don't think you're using that right.
I went.
There was some acreage.
Yeah. There was some forestry.
There you go.
And I found a downed limb.
Wow. It was not a limb. It was the base of the tree.
A downed
it's
limb.
Called the trunk.
He found Black Hawk down.
I drug it over and threw it on. Half of it was still out of the fire pit.
Didn't even light, did it?
Probably not.
Probably not.
No. Yeah.
But it was there.
Well, you know what? This will get you lit.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm already there.
9.5%.
It's happening.
I had two of these on New Year's Eve.
This is a double,
shut
right?
Shut it down. It's a double IPA. It's hoppy, boy.
I can't.
It's a hopster. But it's good, though. It's almost, what did we have earlier that was a... It's
snake
still
oil.
Not as hoppy as the snake oil.
You don't think it's as hoppy as the snake oil? Now, see, to
I
me,
do.
Do you?
It's pretty spicy.
I think the tropical flavor of the snake oil trumped everything with that. This is totally hoppy.
I like it. It smells good to me.
That's good.
Blake's taking selfies.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good. I don't even know if I'm in the shot. I think I'm blocked by a microphone. All right.
Selfie. You're the mystery guy.
I am.
Like I said, like I was saying earlier in the show, I was never an IPA guy at all. I didn't like them. There's too much hops. And then the more I drink them, like the Daisy Cutter for me is what. And then
Daisy
I was like,
Cutter
after that,
Half Acre is a phenomenal pale ale. What is going on? We have side conversations going on.
I just took a picture and I told Jacob I look like a retard.
Well,
my wife told me not to use that word.
It does look like he has an extra chromosome. Yeah.
Your wife does have a real problem with that word.
She does. She does have a huge problem with
DSJ.
RIP.
God bless
you. RIP.
What? Maybe. What?
Breaking news.
Oh, kill him off.
Spoiler alert.
It's not up to them.
He's still paying me in those. Oh, never mind.
All right.
Different show.
Well, we've got one more beer. If you guys.
Man, that's tangy.
If your cups are empty,
I got
it's
empty
time for what we like to call. The sponsor spotlight.
Sponsor spotlight. Sponsor spotlight.
Sponsor spotlight.
We talking sponsor spotlight, and that would be from Distill Brewery. This one I have had several times. I was very happy once they started bottling it. It is the Deadhead Imperial Red IPA.
Oh.
I almost bought this.
What's
the
wrong
other
with
day.
You?
Just
to
the. Just finish off that last one.
This is it's 9.4%, and you can get this bottle for $4.99 at the store.
Really?
Oh, what?
Shit. Yes.
What a deal!
I need to get my wife to like that.
Yeah,
steal right there.
Yes. When I first started drinking it, it was a draft only at the restaurant, and getting a growler of it to take home would have cost $35.
No shit! Wow.
But now you can buy a.
Why is that?
A nice 750 milliliter bottle.
Why is that now? Is
it because they're mass producing it.
Ah, there you go.
But this is 9.4%. Like the bold colors and patterns of a tie-dyed shirt, this Imperial Red IPA is bursting with a deep red color and psychedelic hoppy and fruity aromas swirling within a rich body. Full flavors of caramel, biscuit, and toasted malt are interwoven with abundant American hop flavor and bitterness. Dude, you guys, there's like still half a bottle
left. I could totally.
You guys get a bigger pour.
I could totally see Fred Durst drinking this. It said biscuit.
That was going to be my question.
Me too.
I thought you were going Grateful Dead with it.
I know a little bit about beer.
A little bit.
Not a lot.
A little bit.
I know I like to drink it.
He's reaching, folks.
Now, when they say biscuit.
Biscuit.
What does that mean?
Biscuity, like biscuit malt.
Okay.
That was honestly my question, too, because it's the second beer that was mentioned in it. Yeah. I don't know what the hell that means.
Just buttermilk biscuit.
Biscuits.
Did you get some?
I did not bring any biscuits.
Grab it in the biscuit.
Dustin, do you have some already?
He meant the beer, not
biscuits. Oh, I thought you thought was I bringing biscuits. Like, no, I just brought cookies. I did not bring any biscuits.
Tell about biscuit.
In parts of the world, that is referred to as a biscuit.
But no, biscuit malt.
You are true.
I am true.
Biscuit malt is a type of roasted malt.
Okay.
But it's roasted to a very light degree, around 25 to 30 Lovabond or Play-Doh. Fuck it.
Nah, I don't like that.
I'm so glad you know this off the top of your head.
The roasting temperature is around 350 degrees Fahrenheit, which puts it somewhere between a high kilned malt like Munich and a roasted malt like pale chocolate, which might give you some idea of its characteristics and usage.
A little bit.
Okay. Just as long as we're on the same
so
page.
So it's a malt.
It's a type of malt, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For listeners, long-time listeners.
You can get a two-piece in this beer with some gravy.
Two-piece and a biscuit.
Yeah.
People who listen all the time and, like, newbies, I mean.
Listen,
the amount of, you think, I'm just going to make a beer. Like, you know, just make a beer. Oh, here's some hops, here's some, you know. But there's a lot of fucking work that goes into
there's,
these.
Oh, there's tons of different malts. There's tons of different hops.
It's crazy.
I mean, there's hops I haven't even heard of or tasted. There's so many different varieties and experimental ones out there.
Hop, skip, and a jump.
Tomorrow. The next episode's going to
suck. Oh, that's a lot of money. How much for a one piece and a sip?
That's going to be about $3.50.
About $3.50.
$3.50. So yeah, this is our sponsor spotlight. When I first picked up some of these, because I saw it on the shelves before they gave me some to drink on the show, I bought it and I texted Jeremy, our main contact at Distill. I was like, hey, what's the retail on that? Because I think they had it mispriced at Friar Tuck. I said, I just got two bottles of it for $4.99 each. That seems awfully low for a 9% Imperial Red, and he's like, I'll do some checking and see. That's apparently what it is set at. So
not only is Distill a great brewery who has fine beers, but their prices are very, very reasonable.
Yes, very reasonable. They're staying competitive. And Jacob, it looks like this was a Hallmark check-in for you.
I got two badges.
Two badges.
It was my 200th.
So what are you now, a journeyman or something?
I don't know.
It's called something.
Great job.
A fucking drunk?
Oh, no. If 200 alcoholism. Is a fucking drunk, good Lord.
Master. And
master.
I also got
of craft beers. And I'm under my stretch.
I also got Paint the Town Red.
Oh, because it's a red. That's fun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm still a noob.
I love this.
I got a Land of the Free level 6.
You'll get there, buddy. I believe.
I got a tea time there. A couple of beers.
I just got tea time.
Tea time?
What's that? Like we're drinking beer.
Queer shit.
Playing golf.
good on you.
Because I'm over 1,000, which means I'm extraordinary.
Oh, damn, that's a good batting average.
I'm at 1791.
Jesus, man.
Stop drinking.
You're killing yourself, the voice.
Does Untap like message you and say, "How's your liver?"
No.
At his funeral, we'll all stand up there and be like, he's a good guy. We kept telling him, don't untap that shit. So
you better stop at 2,000, my friend.
The next level for me is 2,500, so I still have 800 more before I become elite.
You can't do that till 2018. Otherwise,
he'll be an elite.
Put you in recovery.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not drinking full beers all of them.
Because, you know what? If you don't drink a full bill, you don't get drunk at all.
You don't get drunk at all. Yeah.
So... All right, well, this is the Distill Deadhead Red for the sponsor spotlight.
Deadhead Red.
Thank you, Distill.
And again, Distill, they're a great sponsor. They've done a lot for the show. They've done a lot for the network.
They tolerate a lot, I tell you that much.
They do. They've been good to us. So many
beers we have drank this evening.
All right. Well, I think it's time for us to do our picks of the week. Picks of the week. We're talking about the beers that we like the most.
Picks of the week.
I like that. Is that going to be your official theme song in 2017?
Yeah, the podcast is built on the back of my jingles.
We can isolate it.
No, we can't. So, Jason, what is your favorite beer that we drank today?
On the many times, thankfully, that I've been on the show, I usually lean towards Distill because I like what they got going on. I like their sours. I like all the different offerings they have. But today, I am going to go a different route. I am going to pick the Festus Rotgut.
Really?
I like dark stuff. This has got a unique flavor. It punches me in the gut.
Fucking dark stuff.
Punchy.
I love black ladies.
No. And you love rot gut. No, you love giving them rot gut.
He is the black. He is your black majesty.
That's where you're fucking them, and then like when you get ready to come, you pull out. And you ejaculate and also dump a bucket of trash.
Distill Brewery. Thank you very much, Distill Brewery.
Exactly.
No, he still got. I think I just made something up for Urban Dictionary.
That's when his kidney stones come out.
So it is very thick. It is strong, but I like the flavor of it. And I think I have a little sentimental spot in my heart for the cool cap and the lack of the future of that cap because they're going under.
Yeah.
And the label is really cool. It is very cool. So that's number one with a bullet, Festus Rotgut from me.
Okay. Biggie,
stop
singing Fall Out Boy, and what's your pick of the week?
What was the first one we drank, the 11%?
Do you know where a microphone is?
Yeah, it's right here in front of my mouth.
That was the Earthel Samaranth.
I like that one.
Okay.
All right.
I like Problem Child.
God, his nose is fucked up on his label.
I really enjoy the Pennsylvania Tuxedo.
Okay.
That's why I brought it.
Yeah.
But this Deadhead.
Yeah.
I dig it. I'm picking that.
I'm glad you dig it. Can you dig it?
I can. I did dig it.
Yeah.
It's my pick.
Okay.
Can you dig it?
There you go.
I brought the snake oil. I really like the snake oil.
Well, you didn't bring it. We're here. You like?
I brought it.
You got it from the garage.
You actually brought it from the garage because I gave it to you. I like snake oil. I really like the Pajama Lumberjack beer. Yeah, by Dogfish. But I don't like the dark as much as double IPA is a little strong. I'm gonna go with Two Women. I like the Two Women. It was refreshing. I want something that I can drink three or four of and then take advantage of my wife.
That'd be six women.
The rest of these is not going to happen. I'll
6 to 8 women.
I'll take two women.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. My pick, I'd had the snake oil, had the Two Women. I liked both of those. The rest of them, well, I mean, aside from the Deadhead Red, were all fairly new. I'm probably going to go with the Detour. From Uinta, which I'm pretty sure I've had. I just didn't check it in. But, I'm an IPA guy and a double IPA that clocks in with that kind of gravity. That's my way to go. So,
nice.
And I also don't choose a sponsor spotlight because the Deadhead Red, I've already said it's a favorite of mine.
Right, no.
They were all
decent beers.
Variety tonight.
Yes,
too,
very.
Yeah, we got a little wintry. We got some light in there. We had some mousses. Heavy.
Can we take a nap?
Moose drool. No, we're going to do another show.
Fudge.
Not this show though. So we will not be drinking. But we're gonna record another IBWIP after this. I think so. Tune in for that one, folks. Here on the FCF Network.
The episode title will be called Shit Show.
Yeah. We've had a few of those here on Drunken Lullabies. Let me tell you. All right, well, I'd like to thank everybody for being here. Blake,
thanks for having me.
Thanks for letting us record.
No, that's awesome.
Here in the studio. Like I said, hopefully it doesn't sound too jarring for the Drunkomaniacs for us all to be professionally mic'd this show. They're used to just having the one mic set up.
If Distill would like to double up on their sponsor money, then
we'll see. But, Big E. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
For drinking.
I like drinking beer, so this
Problem
is
Child Jake.
Right up my alley.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for drinking. Mm-hmm. Jason. Bottle cap kid.
I'm trying to stay true to my promise of doubling my numbers from last year's appearances on DL. So this, okay. This is helping. So thank you.
Hey,
Justin.
No problem. It's what I'm here for.
I'm tired of what I did last year. 1-1.
There you go. All right. So all you drunken maniacs out there, feel free to leave us a review on iTunes. Tell a friend about the show. Send us an email at drunkenlullabiespodcast@yahoo.com. You guys heard our fan feedback last week, and I'm sure you enjoyed it. And I would love to read some more on the air at a future date. So as always, until next time, may your music be loud and your beers be cold. We will see you in a week.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Dustin Wyckoff, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.